USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is traveling to Kentucky today to survey damage left by deadly tornadoes that struck the region Friday night into Saturday morning. He will be visiting Mayfield, Princeton, and Dawson Springs. Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping have held a video meeting as friction with the West persists. In their opening remarks, Putin and Xi hailed relations between Russia and China, with the Russian leader declaring them a proper example of interstate cooperation in the 21st century. End quote. Xi said that the Russian president strongly supported China's efforts to protect key national interests and firmly opposed attempts to drive a wedge between our countries. End quote. Two zebras that escaped from a Maryland farm 4 months ago have been returned to the property and been reunited with their herd. The zebras escaped in August and were humanely captured and returned to the 300-acre private farm in Upper Marlboro last week. USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Several U.S. states out west were getting some much-needed moisture overnight as heavy rain in Southern California caused some flooding and mudslides. Some evacuation orders were issued for a few hours in Orange County. More than a foot of snow accumulated in the mountain ranges of the Central Great Basin and Northern and Central Rockies overnight. California is mandating masks once again.
California will reinstate a statewide indoor mask mandate starting Wednesday for everyone, regardless of vaccination status. The state health department said it's to curb rising COVID-19 cases, in addition to mandatory masking. Those attending large gatherings of 1,000 or more people who are not vaccinated will have to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test within 1 day of the event. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
New York City Mayor-elect Eric Adams has signed Nassau County Chief of Detectives Keishan Sewell as the first female police commissioner of the NYPD. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mostly partisan January 6th commission used Donald Trump Jr.'s text message in an attempt to implicate President Trump and Mark Meadows. But Mr. Meadows on Newsmax explains all the committee did was prove that they had no desire for protesters to storm the Capitol on January 6th. Republican representative from Ohio, Jim Jordan.
Mark Meadows is our former colleague. He is a good man, and he is my friend. And this is as wrong as it gets. And I think deep down, everyone knows it.
Mark Meadows on Newsmax.
It's a sad day. I, like you, I remember Newsmax condemning what happened on January 6th. I remember, like you, many of the other Fox affiliates condemning what was happening. So it was not unique in that. It's how the left wants to portray it, as if somehow conservatives condone that. But here's what we don't condone. We don't condone a congressional committee using really someone who is honoring the executive privilege of the president that I had the honor of serving, and then going out and trying to use the very same information that was non-privileged to spin a story that would suggest that Donald Trump has something to hide or that Mark Meadows has something to hide. Neither of us have anything to hide. That's why we participated. But obviously, they're not about a real investigation. They're about advancing a political narrative.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.